Welcome to Any Questions. This is Mike Nothnagel, and usually I'm the resident quizzer, but again this week Ian is going to ask me some questions. Hello, Ian. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm excited to put you on the hot seat for a change. But first, let's clarify last week's challenge.
Yes, I said start with the names of two national basketball championship schools, UCLA and Duke. Change one letter to an M and rearrange the result to spell a two-word phrase, three letters in the first word, five letters in the second, associated with many college graduates. What is the phrase?
Well, if you swap the K for an M and rearrange, you can spell cum laude.
Yes, you indeed can. And now I'm ready.
Well, Mike, on April 5th in 1964, General of the Army Douglas MacArthur died at age 84. Famed for his leadership in the Pacific during World War II, eventually accepting the Japanese surrender, he was famously relieved of command in Korea by President Truman 6 years later. So today's quiz is about famous military men and their battles.
All right.
Number one, Fort Necessity National Battlefield site is located in Fayette County, Pennsylvania, the site of a 1754 battle in the French and Indian War. Who led the colonial British troops in this battle against the French?
Because we were not America yet, that was George Washington.
Good job.
Thank you.
Okay, number two, Paula Broadwell is the author of a biography about which U.S. general, and for a bonus point, what is the book called? There was some uproar recently about this.
Oh, Paula Broadwell, she wrote the book about General Petraeus.
Correct.
And the book has some horribly punny name.
Okay, that book was called All In.
All In, that's right.
Okay, number three. What native New Yorker born on April 5th has held the following jobs? Four-star general in the U.S. Army, national security advisor, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and secretary of state.
That is all of those titles put together, Colin Powell.
Correct. Good job.
Thank you.
Number four, and you thought we were done with March. The most famous act of which military man was the subject of a 2006 historical novel by E.L. Doctorow called The March?
Referencing his march to the sea, General Sherman?
Correct.
All right.
Good job.
Thank you.
And finally, this actor, who refused an Oscar for his performance in a landmark 1970 biopic, reprised the role for a TV movie 16 years later. Who is the actor, and what was the role?
So the pure trivia, who refused the Oscar, always comes to mind first is Marlon Brando, but the one that you want because of the category is George C. Scott for portraying General George S. Patton.
Correct. Well, Mike Nothnagel became a five-star general. He went 5 for 5 this week. How well did you do? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can surf over to wamc.org/anyquestions to revisit these questions of Ian's, some extra credit questions of Ian's, or this challenge of Ian's, which is...
Start with the last name of a famous American military man not featured in today's quiz. Rearrange the letters into three words that could have been newspaper headlines about this person 4 years apart. Who is the person, and what is the headline? Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. And Mike, it looks like you're starting to work on the challenge. We'll reconvene and see if you got it this same time next week.
See you then, Ian.